So welcome to this episode of Priestly Passion, where I talk to priests in Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. Today I'm speaking with Father Lawrence Joswick, who served at the Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart, but now is transitioning to St. Maximilian Kolbe Catholic Church. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss your vocation in the priesthood.
Okay, you're most welcome. Good to be here.
Yeah, so let's get started. So how long have you been an ordained priest for?
I've been ordained a priest 33 years. I was ordained on May 23rd, 1987, on the birthday of my father, who was already deceased, and I was ordained.
Okay, so how about you give us that's an impressive time spent in the priesthood. How about you give us an overview of, you know, how you started and how you got to where you are now? Did anybody notice anything in you that said, hey, you'd be a good candidate for the priesthood, or did you have a strong, pious upbringing?
Actually, when I was working as an accountant, a couple people in the business office would say, have you ever thought of ministry? And both of these individuals were members of Protestant faith. So I saw that as a sign, as of many other things, that God was calling me to discern if I should enter the seminary. When I graduated from college and I walked across the stage, I sensed I would be back in college someday, perhaps in seminary. So it's always been a thought in the back of my mind. But, you know, God provides those situations and events that helps you to discern and come to decide what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. So what was your seminary path like? What did you study? What was your first assignment, second assignment, such like that?
My seminary was basically 5 years long, since I already had an undergraduate degree in accounting. I spent 1 year in the seminary doing all the prerequisites of theology and philosophy to get into, quote, graduate school of theology. So once I completed that first year of what they call pre-theology, I got all the requirements, then I entered a 4-year program of graduate studies at the University of St. Thomas Graduate School, which is held at St. Mary's Seminary, which is on Memorial Drive between Silver and Chimney Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I was ordained, as I said, in 1987. Right before my priesthood ordination, I served 1 year at Prince of Peace Catholic Church, south of Tomball. And then my first 2 years as priest, I served as an associate or a parochial vicar in Humble at St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church. And then the priesthood path took a different direction. I was asked to go back to studies for another graduate degree, but this time in canon law. And I was sent to the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C. as a full-time student for 2 years. So I received my other graduate degree. The first one was a Master of Divinity. And the second one was a master's in canon law. When I returned back from Washington, D.C. in 1991, I was assigned as the parochial vicar, the associate pastor here at the Co-Cathedral, the old church, and then part-time in tribunal. I was here for 6 years, and then I was asked by Bishop Fiorenza judicial vicar, that head of the tribunal office full time in 1997. I did that for almost 20 years. In the midst of all that, in 2001, I started teaching canon law at the seminary, technically the graduate school of theology for the University of St. Thomas, which is at the seminary. I also served part-time. I'm being served as a chaplain to the religious sisters of the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word. They used to run the Justice Hospital. And then in 2008, I was appointed pastor and rector here at the Co-Cathedral. So for a while, I had three distinct positions. Pastor and rector of the Co-Cathedral, which is one. Teaching canon law at the seminary, and then still heading up the tribunal office. I gave up the tribunal office at the end of 2016, if I remember correctly. And now I'm leaving the Co-Cathedral next week, Tuesday, to be pastor to Maxwell and Colby. The status of my teaching, I presume I'll continue to teach in the spring semester, as well as be pastor at St. Maxwell and Colby.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
So I've been at the Co-Cathedral a total of 18 years. 6 years in the 1990s, and then I left, and then I returned in 2008 as pastor-rector and served 12 years continuously, and so now I'm leading that position.
Okay, wow, that's a remarkable timeline of roles and responsibility that you had during this time. So the next question, so when we talk about the communion of saints and we talk about saints that we particularly drawn to that guide us closer to Christ. Do you have any saints that have impacted you in your vocation to the priesthood, and what lessons have they taught you as a priest?
Well, I would say three different saints that I find meaningful to my life. One is St. Joseph, the father of Jesus. Because he was a father, a foster father, and I'm a spiritual father. So St. Joseph is very important to me. The second saint would be St. John Vianney, patron saint of all priests. And he was known to be a great confessor in the Sacrament of Penance. And I do enjoy being a confessor in that role. So John Vianney would be a role model. And then the third one would be St. Thérèse of Lisieux, the little flower, in the sense of simplicity and responding to God's will. So I would say those three, because of who they are, give me hope, give me stamina and perseverance in the priesthood.
Okay, those are three powerful saintly figures right there to look aspire to. So the last question is, when we talk about a vocation to the priesthood, many people consider it an unfair sacrifice and have to give up something of value, or I have to put my plans on hold in order to go where God wants me to go. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we all too often look at what one gives up versus what one receives, okay? So let's be honest, any lifestyle, any profession, there are things you need to give up or sacrifice, okay? Even with marriage. Of the beautiful vocation of marriage, and yet there are limitations there, and sacrifices. And so I think we need to focus more positively on how God blesses us with so many graces in whatever lifestyle He has chosen for us. He has chosen, and have we responded to that? All lifestyles and or professions can be challenging and difficult, and yet all of them can also bring much joy. So where do we focus our energies? On the joy, the grace God gives us, or from the negative perspective, how hard it's going to be. God will grace us to endure, and to endure it with joy if we allow it.
I think a lot of people will find the answer very helpful as they navigate their own vocation in life. Last question is, you know, to any young man who is possibly discerning a vocation, what advice would you give them in their journey?
One step at a time. I think all too often, I can't do that because it's too massive. Well, I would say give the same advice to anybody with any other profession, whether it's nursing, doctor, being a lawyer, an accountant, being a tradesperson, being a trade skill, being a plumber. You know, you don't learn it overall in one night or one day. And so God will give you the grace to deal with it today. Okay? Therefore, you just have to trust in those small steps one day at a time. God will take care of the rest.
Okay. Well, I definitely think that's a powerful advice that will definitely impact others during their discernment process if they're going through that. And I just want to thank you for taking out this brief moment in your busy schedule to conduct this interview, and I know I will continue to pray for you and the path that at your new parish that you're going to be starting very soon. So thank you, Father Lawrence, for taking out this time.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was it in this episode of Priestly Passion. Thank